Step 4. Caninius Rufus. Leaving Villa del Grumello behind you and continuing across the bridge of the system of parks called the Chilometro della Conoscenza, the Kilometer of Knowledge, you reach the fourth stop on this route, Villa Olmo. According to Giovanni Battista Giovio, this is the dwelling described by Pliny the Younger, precursor of the myth of the holiday on Lake Como, described in many of his letters, including a famous one addressed to the poet Caninius Rufus. Caninius Rufus was a Roman poet who lived between the 1st and 2nd centuries AD. Active in the period of Trajan, as appeared from various letters of Pliny the Younger, Caninius Rufus was from the equestrian class and lived in Como, probably in the area where Villa Olmo currently stands. He was also a longtime friend of Pliny, who sent him at least 7 letters, which showed a common interest in literature and which contained reflections and news on the literary world, especially that of epic poets, such as the common friend Silius Italicus. From what we know from Pliny, Caninius Rufus wrote, or at least planned to do so, a poem dedicated to Trajan on the conquest of Dacia, the Bellum Dacicum. It is not known, however, whether the poem was completed or published, because no fragment has come down to us, except through quotations, such as that of Pliny. That quote, however, earned him a bust on the facade of the Como Holders High School dedicated to Volta, located in Via Cantù in Como. Finally, in 2015, during the renovation of Villa Olmo, a wall from the Roman era emerged in the garden, interpreted by some as proof of Giovanni Battista Giovio's intuition. Pliny writes in a letter to Caninius Rufus, "How is Como, the city of both my heart and yours? What about that charming suburban estate? And that portico where it's always spring? What about a shadowy plain tree walk? And the canal, with its waters so pure? Design and give shape to something that is perpetually yours," is the exhortation that Pliny finally addresses to his friend, because chance will grant all your other possessions to someone else when you're gone.